Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We've got girls high school basketball here today on the Coach's Corner. Emory, the Lady Spartans, off to a 3-0 start. They blasted through Juan Diego, dominated San Juan, and then took care of business against Provo. So a quick 3-0 start. They're getting set to head on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 3 games in 3 days against the Uinta Utes. We'll talk about that right now with Coach John Famalo, who's joining us over the phone. Coach, great to get you back on as we talk some girls basketball. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. 3 games deep into the season so far, and right now the girls hit a perfect 3-0, and they've done it in relatively dominating fashion. Had an opportunity to talk to Carly following that season-opening win against Juan Diego. You guys bounce back. You hold San Juan to 13 points, and then you get a little bit of a better challenge with Provo, but still, the girls find a way to score over 60 points, and you get a 17-point win.
Yeah, no, I've been happy, honestly, about where we're at. You know, at the beginning of the season, defensively, I think we've established ourselves as, you know, kind of a really aggressive team that way, and so that's kind of what I'd like to do this year. And, you know, the girls are buying in, getting after it, and so, you know, it's made a big difference for us offensively to be able to score as many points as we have so far.
I think it's probably tough, Coach, right, to kind of assess the way the team looks, I guess, against the opposition early on in the season. When do you feel like a team would really begin to hit their stride in basketball with it being such a long season and with you guys jumping right out of one sport into the next? I mean, I'm sure there's a process to this.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, as you go into the season, early preseason, you just want to work out a lot of the kinks and kind of, like you say, I think early for me was we just wanted to make sure our aggressiveness defensively was, you know, kind of the key thing coming out, and that's what I felt good so far. But, I mean, as you progress, you know, then you've got to get better and not only defensively but offensively being able to run half-court sets, and shot clock plays a big play in that once you get into region. And so, I mean, hopefully after that first round of, I think, region, that's hopefully when you're kind of getting you a little bit of momentum in your stride and hopefully peaking at the right time so when that, you know, state tournament hits. And so that's kind of the evolution I see. You got that preseason, and then you got the first go through of region, and then after that, I think if you're not firing on all cylinders at that point, then, you know, you're going to have to fix some things at that point. Hopefully that's where we're at.
Is it easier this year? I know you've been around the program before. It's not as if you were a completely new voice, but being in year two of heading the program, is it easier this season?
For sure. Yeah, I think so. I think the girls understand. I mean, just putting my stamp on it last year was, I mean, it was a filling out process of, you know, what we've taken from the past from Coach Tuttle, and, you know, he did a phenomenal job with the program and didn't want to mess up things there, but at the same time, put my own stamp on it. And the girls have kind of bought in. So this year for me is just feels like we've kind of picked up where we were off last year. And so moving forward, it's easier to get things in quicker. And that's what I feel like. I mean, coming into this season, the second season for me as a head coach.
Yeah, I feel like, Coach, when you look at the roster front to back, it is young. I mean, this is a young group, but a lot of these underclassmen you had to rely on last year. I mean, it's not as if it's their first year playing varsity. From what I've seen so far from the team, I think you got a lot of underclassmen playing as if they're seniors, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got 3 seniors and 3 juniors and some sophomores that we bring in. And so, again, a lot of these seniors, a couple of these seniors have played a little bit of minutes last year, and those sophomores that are juniors this year played a ton. And so it's made a big difference for them to be able to step in and get going right away and recognize the competition at that varsity level.
Points are always going to stand out when you take a look at statistics. I think it's probably one of the first things that people will look at. And you have 4 girls right now, Coach, that are hovering around the double-digit mark. And I know it's so early in the season, right? You do have 4 girls that are averaging over double figures, almost 5. It's so early in the season. Context matters in those statistics. But, boy, that speaks volumes to the potential balance of this team, I think, early on offensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that you have multiple girls that are able to score, and that's where I feel like we struggled last year. We just didn't necessarily have a go-to guy. You know, we had to generate some points different ways, but I mean, this year I feel like there's a lot of ways we can score with a lot of different girls, and so that makes it nice to be able to have that in your tool bag to be able to say, okay, hey, who's feeling it today, and what's the best way we can get them the ball? And so, you know, it is nice to have that luxury.
I think I talked to you a little bit, Coach, going into the season about Kelly Jensen and just the dynamic aspect that she brings to the equation. She's averaging just over or just under 12 points a game at this particular time, but we've also seen what she can do defensively, and we've seen how she can kind of rip through a defense on the offensive side of the ball. Having her, it appears that she's 100%, right? I mean, that changes things completely.
Yeah, I mean, she tore ACL that last game at Judge, and so you worry about, you know, how fast you want to get her going. But, I mean, she's just one of those. It's hard to pull the reins back on her. She just gets after it. And like I say, a lot of the points that she's generating is on the defensive side. She makes things difficult on that side for opponents, and, you know, she's getting a lot of easy baskets that way. But offensively, she's just a threat out there always to be able to score from the outside or slash and kick. And so, you know, she's coming in hot so far.
It also seems like Caitlin Nielsen has really added to her offensive game as well. I was kind of impressed at the high degree of difficulty shots that she can knock down. It seems like if she gets a clean look at some particular time at the rim, she can make the defense pay.
Yeah, no, she's a crafty player. I mean, she's probably a little undersized, but at the same time, she uses the tools she has, and she does a good job of being able to create her shot and get her shot off in different angles and in different ways. And so, you know, credit to her for working on it.
I also want to talk about Kennedy Mon, Coach, because size is something that you can't teach. And Kennedy, she's 6'5", 6'6", somewhere around there, right? She comes off the bench, or however you want to use her. It just seems like it's an element that not a lot of teams have. And she looks like she has grown drastically, I think, in the form of basketball from her freshman season to her sophomore season.
Yeah, she's not only, you know, grown physically, but I feel like on the basketball court, she's, you know, I think she's still learning her body and learning the game. And so she spent a lot of time in this off season and was on the AAU circuit, and that's helped her out a ton to be able to develop her skill talent. And I think with the competition this year, it's going to help her just continue to grow. And so, she's just a sophomore. She's just going to get better and better, I think. And, you know, sky's the limit for her.
Again, our guest right now, Coach John Famalo with the Emory Lady Sport and Basketball Team. Coach, three games in the books. You guys have three games in 3 days coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You'll travel to the Uinta Tournament. It's actually great competition. You and I were talking about that before we hopped on air.
Yeah, no, we'll play some really good teams. We start off with Uinta, who's, again, a 4A team, a bigger school. They always have some. They're always a big physical team. We'll play a Fruita team, Fruita, Colorado, and they're coached well. They always seem to have some talent over there, so I'm expecting that to be a pretty good game. And then Wasatch, another 4A school that's big usually and has some shooters. And so, you know, we look forward to the challenge. That's what we need to get better is, you know, play some really good teams and see where we stand.
I talked to Coach Justice about this last week. When you look at the region itself, it's so large. And so it's not as if you guys have a ton of opportunity for preseason basketball. Right? We got this week. You got two games, if I'm not mistaken, next week, Coach. And then after that, it's league play from here on out.
Yeah, no, it starts soon. This is probably the earliest I've ever played region play. And so with it being as many teams as in our region as it is, you know, the preseason games, we got to value those and get ourselves prepped because come the second week in December, it's on.
When you look at the region, Coach, what stands out to you about it, especially with it being such a large field?
It's honestly pretty deep. I mean, there's different tiers, I feel like. There's some pretty good teams. I mean, I feel like Richfield's really good. I feel like Carbon's really good. I put us up in there. And then you probably got some JUAB teams that's a little bit unknown to us. We played them in the summer and played them in the past a little bit with JUAB Delta and North St. Pete, Manti. So some teams historically have played in the past but haven't had them in our region for a long time. And so trying to get our familiarity with those groups again of what they have and the talent-wise, but I expect them to all be competitive and fielding pretty decent teams. And so we've got our work cut out for us for sure because I think it's a good region.
Coach, before I let you go, we'll jump back over to the Uinta tournament and just some of the aspects that you really want to work on, some of the things that you've talked to the girls about. Hey, you know, we're trending in the right direction, but we got to improve in this regard. What are some of those things that you'll be looking for Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Just offensive execution for us. Like you say, the defense, we've always put a big emphasis on that, as always. But, you know, offensive execution in our half-court sets, got to be a little bit better on that. We kind of get a little scatterbrained or only look for one option. And so we have patience enough to be able to not only get a good shot, but a great shot. Again, we try to to value our shots from 0 to 3, and 3 being something that's within range and rhythm, and that feels good to the girls. And so that's honestly what we're trying to get. But so that's kind of the emphasis this week, is let's just execute offensively and develop that way, and continue to be aggressive defensively.
Yeah, I don't really know how to ask this question, how to word it properly, Coach, because you guys put such a big emphasis on the defense creating offense. But even if you develop that identity, it's still crucial at some point to have an effective half court offense, right? Because eventually you're going to have to go to that if you want to have success, especially deeper in the season.
Yeah, the better teams, they do a good job of getting back. Your transition's not as good. They got better ball handlers, things like that. And so if you're pulling the ball out of the bottom of the net, you got to be able to run a half-court set. And, that's crucial, I think, especially against better teams, because they're probably the same style of teams that you're playing against that want to play aggressive defensively. And, half court set is huge to be able to say, hey, let's get a good shot and something that we want. And that plays huge, I think, going into the region for sure.
Coach, it is great to get you on. Great to talk about the girls once again. It's fun to have basketball back and off and rolling. I appreciate the time. Best of luck in Uinta, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you very much.
That's Coach John Famalo again of the Emory Lady Spartans. Again, they'll be on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday against Uinta. Next week, final week of preseason, pre-region. And it's league play from here on out. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll stick with a basketball theme. We'll talk a little NBA. And if we get some time, we got to dive into the NFL with a coaching change already. A lot of player movement today as well. That's coming up next when we return. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.